It's Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Liam Connors. Vermont's open meeting law requires that meetings of municipal committees are open and accessible to the public. The law includes things like requiring announcements about when meetings are and what's on the agenda, keeping minutes, and taking public comments. There are a few exceptions to the open meeting law, but the majority of business must be conducted in an open meeting. For the purposes of the law, a meeting is defined as any time a quorum of members are discussing business, even if the members are not in the same physical space. Recently, the town of Stratford found itself in violation of Vermont's open meeting law due to emails between members of their select board. Maria Miriam is a first-year student at Columbia University, but while on her winter break, she reported this story for the Herald of Randolph, and she joins me now for our regional report. Hi, Maria. Thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, Liam.
What exactly happened in Stratford, and how did the people find out the select board was conducting town business over email?
What happened is essentially there was information distributed amongst the board via email, which is allowed. You are allowed to send emails that include attachments or things that might be discussed at the meeting as long as there isn't actually any discussion about the things that are sent out. And what happened is that a resident was forwarded a chain of emails, Stephen Wilbanks, and as someone who had been on the select board before, he noticed and thought that they seemed to be in violation of the open meeting law because there was discussion going on and that there was a quorum, so it was in violation. And so what he ended up doing is he brought it to the Secretary of State's office. They agreed that these emails were in violation, and so he brought it to the board's attention during their early December meeting. And the board agreed that discussion of topics over email was completely inappropriate, and since then have decided to start printing out all of the emails between members to reassure the town that business is not being conducted inappropriately.
So is the town required, though, to print out the emails now?
What is required is that emails have to be available via a Public Records Act request. What is not required is that towns print out and store a physical file of all emails between select board members, which is the chair of the select board in Stratford said is actually kind of an onerous task, but one he's willing to undertake to make sure that residents of this town feel like business is being conducted appropriately.
Was there any reason why the select board was conducting their meeting business through email and not in its normal public meetings?
What happens usually for select boards, and I talked to Chris Winters at the Secretary of State's office, and he agreed with this, is that towns aren't trying to deceive citizens, and usually there's no malicious intent involved. What is more often true is that it just is convenient and easy to agree with something or to briefly say in response to something that's distributed, oh, this is a great idea, which sounds like a normal email response, but actually provides an opinion and therefore isn't allowed under this open meeting law. And many towns haven't been kind of explicitly told or trained on how to deal with emails and open meeting laws in this specific context, so they don't think to make sure that they're not discussing it, and so it happens.
And in your story, you also looked at the town of Braintree's select board. What are they doing in Braintree, and why did you decide to include the town in your story?
The town of Braintree has really been proactive about this issue, and they went through a 3-year training with Vermont League of Cities and Towns on open meeting laws in general, but really specifying on electronic communication. And it started in the first year with the select board, and all of the select board got town email addresses. They weren't using their personal ones anymore. And then it slowly worked down to the smaller committees within the town. And what they do now, because they've been trained on this and because they've been really told and emphasized the importance of these laws, is every email signed off, don't reply all, because if you reply all, then you have a quorum. You have to just reply to an email, and you also sign off that you are not going to discuss anything. You're just agreeing to put something on the agenda or agreeing to a meeting time, which are both things that are allowed within the open meeting laws to be discussed by email.
So going back to Stratford, what's next for the town? They're printing out their emails. Is there anything else that is going on right now?
Right now, Stephen Wilbanks, the member of Stratford who kind of brought it to the board's attention, is going through a Vermont Public Records Act request to try to unearth the emails that were sent since the board started in March until the chain that he was forwarded. And other than that, just all of the emails are being printed and the board is just trying to explain to its constituents that they made a mistake, but they're really trying to be an open board and provide open discussion in their town.
Given that printing every single email could become too large a task in the future, do any towns have another plan for how to keep in line with open meeting laws as we're increasingly relying on technology?
Well, you're right that it's a huge task in that within a month, Stratford had printed out 100 emails, and apparently that was a pretty thick folder already. So I don't know how long it's going to take before the entire town office is covered in printed out emails. But what Braintree does is, because they all have town email addresses, the only discussion that happens between members is in the town email addresses. So it makes a very easy, very searchable database, I guess. And so the chair of the Braintree Select Board, Tim Caulfield, explained that it wasn't even a particularly complicated process for them. It just involved being told by the Vermont League of Cities and Towns that this was a good idea, that they should set up email addresses that Select Board members and the town clerk should use only for town business and should not be used for anything else, and to not use their personal emails for any other business.
Maria Miriam is a first-year student at Columbia University, and when she's home in Vermont, she contributes to the Herald of Randolph. Maria, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Liam.